I guess if you think of the frequency of heads of state, bouncing back and forth between countries twice since the independence of South Sudan is actually probably frequent, but he certainly hasn't been back and forth to Khartoum, although we probably would have thought more meetings would have been in order considering the level of tensions that have existed between Khartoum and Juba well back even into the CPA period.
This visit, it takes place just a few days before the end of a deadline regarding the stopping of oil exportation. Do you think this visit will help avert the stop of any oil exportation via Sudan?
Deadlines seem to always be extendable and always kind of a part of the back and forth brinksmanship. So I don't think that this is necessarily an end in itself to these conversations and these debates. I think regardless of if deadline passes, there will still be more to and fro, and whether some other layer to this deal is agreed. I mean, keep in mind, this is an amendment to an amendment to an amendment of previous agreements. So in the history of politics in the region, things are certainly rehashed over and over again.
What other disputes are likely to be on the agenda for Kiir and Bashir?
If there's a real sincerity and genuine interest in the parties in resolving the issues that remain in the way of Sudan and South Sudan coexisting in an amicable and functional fashion, certainly the issues with respect to the conflict in Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile and the issues in Abyei as well are the key issues for discussion. And until those issues are resolved, it's really impossible to see how anything, even deals about oil, can sit in a stable fashion, because those issues are the issues that tend to crop up and cause problems time and time again.